Rashi Tiyufta the Rava. This is a Kashan Rava. Tiktoni the Midbarius v'yamim lahoras marzikas echad asar mishir yishuv chazinon the yishuv godom yoid. Nimsa oila oila makam alofim Tiyufta the Rava. According to this shita, the world should go up be very very long, much longer than what Rava said. This is another Kashan Rava. By the Toshima, another kasha like the Yomer Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Ma Tshuva Hashivosai Baskel Yosar Rosha. What did the Baskel answer back to Nebuchadnezzar Harosha? The Shor Shoma when Nebuchadnezzar Harosha said, Elo Abo Mesayav. Nebuchadnezzar said, I'm going to go up to Shemayim Edma Lelyun. I'm going to be doing it to the Eibishter. I want to go up to Shemayim and I'll see what's doing there. That's what Nebuchadnezzar wanted to do. It's Rashi Yosar Rosha, Nebuchadnezzar. So what did the Baskel answer him back? Yotus Abaskel, Abaskel went out, the Omroloi, and said to Nebuchadnezzar, Rosha, then Benoi, Shel Nimrod. Shino, you're like to come out the grandson of Nimrod. So Rashi says, Lav Dafka doesn't really mean Ben Benoi, who's really the grandson of Nimrod. El Kalayma Mizera Nimrod. You're like the son you're taking after Nimrod. El Shel Nimrod HaRosha, Shehimrod is called Oilam Kuloi Olai. That he wanted to take the whole world and call them Kenegad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, while you're the king. And that's what you want to do now also. You want to take everybody Kenegad Hashem? Trashi Shehimrid, Hesiyu Eitzel Yan Shedora, Floga, Livnois Migdol. That's not much what Nibran wanted to do. He wanted to build a big tower. Lilochem Bitzvah Shemayim to fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shoya Melech Bovel. At that time, Nimrod was the king of Bovel. Could have said, but he raised his left of Bovel. So that you want to do the same thing Nibran wanted to do. Now the Baskel answered back to Nebuchadnezzar. Kama shenayse shalodim. How long does a person live? Shivim shonim. You're lucky 70 years. Then megvuras, if you're strong a person, shemayim shem, you live 80 years. Shinema the Pasuk says, Yimei shenayse no behem shivim shonim. Normal life is 70 years. Via megvuras, if you're zeichot to have a gvura, strength, is shemayim shonim. You'll live 80 years, let's say. Now, min ha'ores ad rekiya. How long is it going to take you to walk from this world to Shemayim, to Rekiyam? I feel you'll have a tower going straight up, a straight ladder, going straight up. How long is it going to take you? Is Mahalich Chomesh Meyashana. It takes 500 years to walk from this world to Rekiyam. The Uva of Sharekiyam, how long is the thickness of the first Rekiyam? Mahalich He Meyashana. Again, it takes 500 years to walk that. Obein Kol Rekiyam Rekiyam. In between, we know there are seven Rekiyas in Shemayim. So in between one Rekiyam, one like Shemayim, and another one, is Mahalach Chaim Meir Shona, is another 500 Shona. V'chein ben kol Rekiyah Rekiyah. In between each Rekiyah to the next Rekiyah takes 500 years to walk it. And then it'll take you 500 years to walk through that Rekiyah. So come on, it'll take you a long time. You won't make it there, your lifetime. That's what they told him. Now what's going to be with you? Ach El Shoyal Torvid. You're going to go down to Gehenna. El Yarkis Sebur. You'll be thief. You'll be way down deep in Gehenna. That's where you're going to go. But Akopon and the Melochim told, like the Baskel went out told Nimrod, you see how far the Rekiyah is. So according to this Cheshbon, Rekiyah is much, much thicker than the whole world is, a few times. If it takes it to walk around the whole world, 500 years, so it's right, from one Rekiyah to another Rekiyah to another Rekiyah, to 500 years to each one. Because you have to go through one Rekiyah 500 years, and the space to the next Rekiyah is 500 years. So it gets to the thickness of the Rekiyah is much, much greater than this world. So it's also Tiyufta Kashan Rava, that Rava before said, not that Rava before said, the thickness of the Rekia is only 1/6 of this world. Trashi V'chein Bein Rekia Rekia, Li'orkoi Shel Oilam, Kemidas Goiba Kiyasib HaShem Berlokim, Alma Oilam Mahala Chomesh Me'ashona, Sei V'choshev Esa Pasoyis Liyem Nim Tzoyla L'kam Alofim Tiyufta Rava. It comes out a few thousand times more the Rekia is than this world, so go to Kashan Rava. So now Nugumayna. Tona Rabbonin. Chachme Yisrael Oimrim. The Chachme Yisrael used to say that Galgal Kavua. The Galgal, that's like the wheel. That's like the sphere, or the sphere of the whole world, with the stars. They used to say the sphere is Kavua, stay still. Umazolois Choizrin. Just the stars, they like, they move around. A mushroom basically you have a big round ball and like a glass, and on it there are tracks, like a running to race tracks, that the stars have a track that they go around. As the sphere itself is all steady, and just the mazolas, they move around. Exactly what this means, I don't know either, but that's the Chachmi so used to say, that the galgal, the sphere, the wheel of the whole world, stay still. O mazolas chayzvin, it's the mazolas, the stars, they're the ones that move around the sphere. Says Rashi, Galgal, that means kimin oifen, a type of a wheel. Berekia, Nishamayim, Shamazolos Nisunimboy, all the mazols, all the different stars are put onto this. A Galgal Kavua, it's a type of a galgal, a wheel that stays still. V'yena Magalgal, the wheel does not turn. Elakein Oifen Agolo, type of a wheel of a wagon. Hamunach Berkarka, that's steady on the ground. Aval Hamazolos, but the different stars, different mazolos, Mahalchin travel, Sothis, go around. Hilach Muit, a little bit. V'yena Makifin is a galgal, they don't go completely around the whole wheel, the whole earth like. Elakol Mazol Mishamish Esachama, every mazol, every type of a star has something to do with the sun. Nodim Koimai, it moves a little bit from its place. Umalichai at chavera, and it travels until it reaches the next star. To chayzlim kaima, then it goes back to its place. It's not that the stars mamish travel all around the world, but they just move a little bit from one star to another star. Lefikach, therefore, that Rashi, eina gola, the big bear, the wagon in the shemayim, those stars nearest the Durham, and they're never seen in Durham on the south side. Loy akrav, and you never see the scorpion bitzofon in the north side. Shrei ein makifim, because they don't travel completely around. They only travel a little bit, then they come back. That's what the Chachma Yisrael used to say. The Chachma Yumasalam, what did the scientists used to say? They used to say, Chachma Yumasalam, what the Goyim used to say. Omer, they say the opposite way. That Galgal Choyzer. The whole sphere is the thing that moves around. Or Mazolas Kavuim. And the stars, they're what's Kavuim. They stay still. Now, Omer Rebbe wanted to say, Chubul Devrayim. Rebbe says, I have a riot to what the Chachmi Yisrael say, and I have a kasha on what the Chachmi Umasarlam say. So why? Because according to Chachmi Umasarlam, they say that what? They say that the Galgal Choyzer, that the whole sphere moves, or Mazalas Kabuin, or Zoy Chubla Vayim, Mayerlam La Metzinu, I never found Agola Bedorim, that the Agola, the big bear, the wagon, should be on the south side, for Yaakov, the scorpion, but Sofen should be on Sofen. As according to them, that they say that the Galgal moves around and the Mazola stays still. So I'm not clear what this means, but something to do with the world moves around, so we should see the different parts. If we're moving and they're staying still, so when we're standing, we should see them in different parts. Since we always see them in the same part, it's Mashma, we're standing still, and the Rashi says they also don't move too much. They just move a little bit one to the other and come back again. But they never walk, they never move out of Durham and out of Tzofen, and out of the north, out of the south, they never move. Therefore, they're always stay. Shrashalem, it's seen in Agola, Bedorim, Akrab, Tzofen. But I never find that the big bear should go to the Durham south side. Now, these, I could even tell me, Gal Choyzer, that the whole sphere moves around, Umazolus Kavuyim, and the different stars, they stay still. Nimtzav Galgal Moiluch, the Galgal, the whole sphere is moving around, Umagalgal HaMazolus, the whole Dal of the Ruchas, and everything should be moved around on all four sides. Kishem Shu Magalgam. Vinyl Kiminoifen, that's almost like a wheel. Vinosim Rekiyam, that's put in the Shemayim. Chetiv Lamatim in Rekiyam, half was on the bottom of Rekiyam. Vichetiv Lamalam in Rekiyam. Ukishoila Tzido is there, Shekeya Tzidi Achla, the wheel is moving around. So when one side goes up, the other side goes down. That's the way it should have been, according to the scientists. Shoimrim Galgal Choyzet, the wheel goes, moves around. According to where the Chachma Yisrael say, Shemim Galgal Kvua. No, the wheel always stays still. Is Ein Lefar Shakei of Yael Elab Mazolus. Therefore, what moves around only a little bit is the stars. They move around. Like Rashi said, they don't move around that much, just a little bit. So Mar answers back. Maybe there's no raya. Maskev Lo Rav Acher by Yaakov. Vidilmano. Maybe that's the right the scientist. Maybe the whole sphere moves around. Abekuboitzina the Rechayim. Like the pinpoint of the rechaim of the millstone, like the middle of the wheel that always stays still, and the wheel moves around it. Shrashi dilma ki boitzina the rechaya ker bauzel like the nut like the pin hatchuva benekev that's stuck in the middle of the hole rochav the rechaim along the millstone that holds the stone to, that holds the mill along and it travels around and goes around that peg. For our barzel choyzer and the wheel goes around it. The barzel always stays still. So maybe I'm not sure what it means. Maybe that's the way the akrov also always stays still. That's why they don't move. Rashi nam Rashi ki tsinura the doshim. Kshadeles soyvevus when the door closes, bechur hamiftun hits the bottom part of the door. Even though the doors open and close, but the top of the doorpost and the bottom of the doorpost always stay still. If you want to move the top doorpost, the wheel goes by itself. And the Chama and the Mazol stay still. The Gagol Achas Shebatoichav Yisra Gagol Lein Azozim Koymel the Gagol Chitzayin Merle Chama Pnei Kol Mazolos. Sorry, Kitzer could be it's no Raya, could be it's no Kashem. Maybe they do move around, but there are two different spins around. Right? I'm not exactly sure what it means. Right, Maskevlo Rav Acha. Inamik Kitzenuah the Dosha. It's like the door suresh the door pole. The Kitzenuah the Dosha, like the door post in the bottom of the door. So even though the door opens up and closes, one moves and one is stationary, one stays still. Right, another show there was. Chachma Yisrael Imrim, Biyoim, in the daytime, Chama Malechas Lamatim in Rekia. By daytime, the sun is underneath the Shemayim. That's the way we see it. It's it's visible for us. Over Laila at nighttime, you know where the sun is. Lamalam in Rekia. It goes on top of the Shemayim. That's where the sun is by nighttime. That's what the Chachma Yisrael used to say. The Chachmiyum Asayilam, the scientists used to say, Oimim, they used to say, B'yoyim Chama Malachas Lamatim Rekiyah. That everybody holds. By daytime we see the sun is underneath the Shemayim, that we can see it. Uvalayla, you know where the sun is at nighttime? Lamatim in Akarka. It goes in the bottom of the ground, like we hold it. The sun goes around the world, like. But however it works. It doesn't go around, alright. Gan Sechokhm, exactly how it works. Each one is turning around. Lakobonim, they hold that the sun at nighttime never goes on top of the Shemayim. It just goes like a Moshe, like it's traveling around the world. That's why when it's night here, it's day here. Because the sun is like a Moshe going around the world. So that's what the Chachma Yisraelim used to say. Strashi lamatim in Rekia, Saracha Salos, the signs in the world. Kasher on the rain, like we see it. The Balayla lamalam in Rekia. At nighttime, the Chachma Yisrael held that the sun goes on top of the Shemayim. So Rechaz Vena Nirus Lamate, Sak is shining in Shemayim, but we can't see it. And Numa Selim said not like that. Omer Rebbe says, V'nirin divreihen mi divreinu. I like better what the Umma Selim, what the scientist said, more than what we said. Shebwai, Shebiyoin by daytime, Mayonis Tainanis. Our well water is cold by daytime, Uvalayla Reuschen, and by night it's hot. So to them it's very good, because by daytime the sun is on top of their earth, so it's not near the wells, it doesn't heat up the water. But Shrink at nighttime, you know where the sun goes, it goes underneath the earth. So it goes underneath the earth, it heats up the wells. That's why the well water is hot by nighttime. Weiter. Tanya Rabbi Nosson Eimer. B'yemois ha-cham in the summer, chama maleches begoivish rekiya. The sun is straight up on top of the rekiya, whatever that means. Lefigach, therefore, kol olam kula reseach. The whole world is nice and hot. It's hot in the summertime. Umayon is tsunanin. But the well water way down underneath the world, that's nice and cold. If you moist like a shomim in the wintertime, chama maleches b'shipula rekiya. That's like the sun is like on the side of the world. Considered like on the shipula, on the bottom part of the shemayim. Sound like on the side of the world. Therefore, lefika kol olam kulay tsunanis. Because the sun is not directly on top of the world. It's not giving down its heat on the world. Therefore, the whole world is a little bit cold. Of it's near the bottom of the world, umayonis roiskin. Mashenkin in the summer, that's when the well water is hot. Because there it's on the sun is on the side of the earth, more closer to the bottom of the earth. Tana Rabon, Biarba, Shavilin, Chama Maleches. There are like four different routes the way the sun travels. Nisan, Iyar, Vesivan, like four different seasons. Nisan, Iyar, Vesivan, that's like spring. Nisan, Iyar, Vesivan, Maleches, Borim. The sun is traveling near the mountains. To make all the snow melt down. Because just right after the winter, you still have the snow there. The snow melts. Tammuz Av El, in the middle of the heat summer. Malechas B'yishiv. That's when the sun goes almost right on top of us. To make all the fruits nice and ripe, nice and hot. Tishrei Macheshvash V'kislei. What do you do about autumn? Then Malechas B'yamin. Then the sun is going through the oceans. K'dei liyabesh es n'horus. To dry up the rivers, for some reason. I'm not sure why. And Tevas Shvat V'Yadar Maleches B'Midbar. Then the sun travels throughout the Midbar. Shlali Avashes Azroyim. That time not to dry up the Zroyim what you're planting. And that's the time of people plant. Then it'll be too hot. Then it'll dry up the seeds. So that time the sun is not too hot. That's the way the sun goes. Not exactly what this means, I'm not sure. Four different roots of the sun. Right. We have led the way Mami Eskupas. Back to our Mishnah. But the Blazer said a big Kiddush. He said that what could the Torah says, if you have derech nechok, if you're far away, you're potter from bringing a Pesach Rishon. If you don't bring, you have no chi of chorus. He learns what's called far away, just miyaskupas hazara luchutz. As long as you're outside the hazara, you're not inside the base of Migdish, you have a ptur not to bring a korban Pesach. That's what the Blazer says in the Mishnah. For the Gemara, v'yaf v'gav dimotzi ayil, he will tell him that the person's tor. All the years he's just mamash a step outside the base of Migdish. So because he's a step outside the base of Migdish, that's why he's potter from bringing a korban, that you're saying he has no chi of chorus if he doesn't bring it. V'yaf v'gav dimotzi ayil, even though he could come in, we don't tell the guy, Leikum Ayil, well, shouldn't we tell you, come inside? What do you mean? You don't want to bring the carbon, you're 2 feet outside. Come inside and bring the carbon. For a time you will learn like this. Yehudi Oral. If you have a yid, that's an oral, didn't have a bris mila yet. Shalaimol. Oinish Karis? You should know if he doesn't bring a carbon Pesach, he has a chiv karis. Divir Rebelezer, this is what Rebelezer holds. So what's the theory in Rebelezer? How could Rebelezer say here this person gets karis? I right now, before he has his bris mila, he has no chiyuv to bring the korban. So what do you see we tell him to do? We tell you today, Erev Pesach, you fast, go make a bris mila, fast become a yid, have a bris mila, and then you can bring your korban Pesach. So for sure, if a guy is standing just 2 feet outside the Beis Hamikdash, for sure we should tell you, come inside and bring your korban. On Rabbi is like this, no. There's a glass of custom here. Derech Rechoik, the Torah says no. Whoever's on a Derech Rechoik, whoever's far away. And according to Rabbi Lezer, it doesn't really mean far, like the Mishnah says. Since on the word Rechoiko, on the top of the hay, there's a Nakuda, that means to tell us you don't have to be that far away. As long as you're outside the Beis Hamikdash, you have a Ptur, you have no Chiyuv Karis, if you didn't bring the Korban Pesach. But that's only said Latur, a person that's Tor. The ain derech rechoik l'tamei, but a person that's tamei, there's no ptur of derech rechoikum. Because if you're tamei and you could make yourself tor, you have a chiyuv to make yourself tor. As a grashi, who adin if a person is an oro, didn't have a bris mila to him, that's not a ptur because you're far away. That's another ptur. There's no such pturim to pat to you. Since today you could have a bris mila done to you and you could make yourself able to bring a korban, and then if you're found in the Beis Hamikdash, you have a chiyuv to bring the korban. The only time the Torah gives you a ptur if you're a Torah-tika person, but right now you're outside the Beis Hamikdash. According to Rabbi Lezer, there's a ptur if you're outside the Beis Hamikdash, but for other pturim you don't have. Rashi says, Derech Rechoika, Potter es HaTor, the Torah says, Nukzer es Kosev, if you're Torah just outside, you're Potter. Verehu b'derech Rechoika, Techutz li Azara Derech Rechoika Mikri. According to Rabbi Lezer, as long as you're outside the Beis Hamikdash, that's called Derech Rechoika, the Torah potted you. The Yalfina Merichuk Mokim de Meiser. He learns out from Richuk Mokim of Meiser. Ma Lahalan, just like by Meiser Sheni, the din is, Chutz lo Mokim Achsheri. If you're outside Yerushalayim, you might Sheni, you're allowed to eat inside Yerushalayim. Once it says you're outside Yerushalayim, you're allowed to be poigdeh the Maaseh Sheni. So what is it called there, Richuk Mokim by Maaseh Sheni? Outside the Mokim Achsheri. Is Afkan the same thing here also? Chutz lo Mokim Achsheri. You have to be outside the Mokim that you could be Machsheh the Korban Pesach. Where could you be Machsheh? Where could you bring your Korban Pesach? The Achsheri, the Pesach be Azorahi. The place to bring the Korban Pesach is in the Azorah. Hilkach, therefore, lo yarmina lekum ayil. We don't have to tell this person, it's not much right outside the Beis Hamikdash, we don't have to tell you come inside. Avol ein derech rechoik l'tamei. But a person was tamei, there's no such ptur. The lav mishum time of the richuk yiftur. You're not potter because you're far away. Ela mishum to lo yimotzi ochel yurtur, because at night time you can't eat. So therefore the Torah says, go make yourself tor, k'day you can eat at night time. So lochin nam drashes ein derech rechoik l'orol. The same thing by Errol also. That we tell you, make yourself a bris mila, then by night time you'll be able to eat the korban and you'll have a chiyuv to do that. There's only a ptur if you're tor, just you're outside the base of Migdish, that's a new ptur according to Rabbi Lezer. But Rabbi Rama Rabbi says, Tanoihi, in the time it's like a machlokes Tanoihi. Tanoihi, it's machlokes Tanoihi, the Tanya. We have a Lezer Weimer, Nema Richuk Mokim a Pesach, it says the Loch, if you're far away, you're potter from Pesach. V'nema richuk mokim b'maiser. Says by maiser sheni, if you're far away outside Yerushalayim, you have a right to be paid to change over the maiser sheni into money. Ma lahalan, just like there by maiser sheni, chutz liachilos. It means outside Yerushalayim, the mokim where you could eat the korban pesach. Afkan here also, what's called richuk mokim by korban pesach, chutz liachilos. That means you're outside Yerushalayim. You're outside the mokim where you could eat the korban pesach. This is not like Reb Lezer in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Mishum Rabbi Lezer, he says over the name of Rabbi Lezer, Chutz L'Yassi Yossi. It means outside the Mokim where you make the Korban Pesach. Where's the Asiyah, where's the making of the Korban Pesach? That's inside the Azor, inside the Beis HaMikdash. So see, you have this Machlokes, according to Rabbi Lezer, what's called outside? How far away do you have to be? Do you have to be outside Yerushalayim, far away, you're not inside there, the Mokim where you could eat the Korban Pesach? But just means you're outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're not inside the Beis HaMikdash, the Mokim where you make the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara commands the Ruzah go like, Hold the Yom Rabbi Yitzchak. That's what Yitzchak said. Ba Rabbi Yosef. The Tameim Holachacha Roiv Hoim Dim Biazara. Halacha is in Klai Yisrael is Tamei. We want to know if Roiv Klai Yisrael is Tamei. We say then Yeho. Everybody has the right to bring a betuma. Mashenke Machzamachti. As Machloikisim before, if a Miyat, if the majority, minority is Tamei, then they can't bring the Korban Pesach Rishon. What's called the majority? What's called the minority? How do you go boss at Tameim? So the Brisa says here, Rabbi Yitzchak Merita said that Tameim Holachacha Roiv Hoim Dim Biazara. It's only the people that are right now inside the Azara. Kaman, who does this go like? Kareb Yosi, Reb Yehuda. Shavim Mishum, Reb Lezer. That he says that anybody outside the Azara, true, they have really like no chiyuv to come into the Azara to bring the Korban Pesach. The people that have a chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach are only the people that are inside the Azara, inside the Beis Midrash and Erev Pesach. These are the people that have the chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach. But anybody that's outside the Azara, he doesn't have a chiyuv. He doesn't have a chiyuv to come inside. If we want to count to know how many people are Tomei, how many people are Torah, we have to look upon the people that are inside the Azara. Rashi holachacha roiv hoim dim azara im rubam tameim af al pi shechutz shebechutz Yisrael term, even though outside the Azara you have a lot of Jews that are Torah, harbe, a lot of them, yaseh betumah, still everybody now has a right to do it betumah. The derech rechoikehi, because the people that are outside the Azara, they're putter from bringing the Pesach, because they're called derech rechoikon. L'yos noem dim achutz. They're not considered in the people that are bringing the Korban Pesach. We only go boss the people that are inside the Azara. This is like Reb Lezer Shita. That here the Torah says, Derech Rechoike means, if you're outside the place where we make the Korban Pesach, you don't have no chiyuv to bring it. If you want to, you can wait till Pesach Sheni. If you want to, that was Machlokes before Reb Nachman and Rosh Hashanah, if you want to, could you bring it or not? But I call upon him, you have a p'tura to bring a Pesach Sheni if you're not inside the Azara, according to Rabbi Lezer. Omalor Rabbi Yosef Lefikach. Rabbi Yosef was Mazur Rabbi Lezer. Therefore, in the Torah, when it says the word Derech Rechoika, the Torah says Rechoika on top of the hay, there's Nakuda to tell us it doesn't mean really so far away, it just means a little bit far away. Tanya Rabbi Yosef Lilioimer. Derech. The Torah says the word Derech. Shemeyani, I would think, Mahalach Shnai Mashleshi Yamin. Maybe mamash have to be 2 or 3 days journey outside Yerushalayim. That's when you're potter for being a Pesach Rishon. Avakishuayim, when the Pesach says, Uvaderech loyhoyu, is not on the road, Magad come to teach us, Shemeyaskupas ho'azor v'lachutz koriderech. As long as you're outside the Azor, outside the Beis Midrash, that's already called you in a derech. Now she says, yeah, that's the washing. So remember, but derech lahayi wasn't a derech mashma, any type of a derech. But a derech, he wasn't at all in a derech mashma. That means, where were you? You were inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside the Azara. Then you have the chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach. The kozman, you're outside the Azara. That's cool. You have a way to come in. You talk have a p'tur to bring the Korban Pesach according to Rebbe Lezer. All right, stop here. Elul Kasha. Kan biyochid kan b'tzibur enachanami. Rashi biyochid lechatchila p'sula. The imzorek takahurza, o masnisim betzibur boy nechetchila. The tumah tzibur who beheter. I tell you, Rashi says b'shvelach. Rashi says biyochid. Rashi says only nechetchila that's possible, but the average kasher. I don't know why he says it. Chura can biyochid. When does Yeshua say is halacha that you need dam and you need basar? That's only by carbon yochid, but by carbon tzibur, Yeshua is also meida. Yeshua is meida carbon tzibur. Since it's brought betumah, that's the halacha that it's brought betumah. What do you mean it's brought betumah? That even though you're not allowed to eat the basar, and even though you can't burn the emurim, still you're allowed to make the zrikas adam. That's the new gzeras hakosiv, that a carbon tzibur is brought betumah. So Yeshua doesn't argue on a carbon tzibur. Yeshua's whole din that the dam's that you have to have v'asisa l'sechon habasar of yadam, that you have to have dam and you have to have basar, that's only by carbon yochid. By korban tzibur, where it's only question of tumah, the tumah holds his mutter to be brought. More bazoi now. Leima masisim lech Rav Yosi. So far, what became a good mishnah comes a good quantity of Yeshua. Maybe the mishnah does not come a good quantity of Yosi. Which Rav Yosi? The Tanya. Rav Lezer Weiner ha tzitz meratz al achilas. The tzitz is meratz that you're allowed to eat the meat also. We have Yosi Yaimen, no, like we had before, Einatzitz Marat Alachilis, that if the korban, the meat is Tomei, even though you're allowed to bring the Zrikas Adam, if it's a korban Tzibur, because the tzitz is maratza on the Zrikas Adam, but the tzitz does not allow you to eat the meat. It's not maratza lachilis. If the meat is tomei, you're not allowed to eat the meat, even by korban tzibur, you're not allowed to eat it. That's Rabbi Yossi. So now, kathal kathartach, I thought, me the come Rabbi Yossi. Since Rabbi Yossi says, ein ha tzitz maratza lachilis, that the tzitz does not allow us to eat the meat. If the meat is tomei, it's Rabbi Yeshua Srirulein. The churi he holds like Rabbi Yeshua. The Oma Bina Tati. That you thought you have to have two things. You have to have dam, and you have to have basar. Oy bazoi, since he's saying you need two, and he's saying the tzitz does not allow you to eat the meat, so then a korban should be possible then. His name Mahashtim Asis and Rabbi Yossi. Our Mishnah can't come out according to Rabbi Yossi. Because our Mishnah says this korban tzibur is brought with tumah, even though you can only do this zrikas adam, but you can't eat it. So since you can't eat it, it should be possible. For the moral light, I tell you, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lezer, through your lane. The Yom Adam, Apa Pishain Bosset. No, it's not kashrim. Rabbi Yossi, even though he says the tzitz is not maratzer on the achilles, but the strategy you don't need the achilles. Because Yom is like Rabbi Lezer, that even though you don't have any achilles, there's no bosser at all, still, Kozeman, the dam has the right to be brought, even though here the dam is tamei. But for the dam, for sure, the tzitz is maratzer. The tzitz says you're allowed to make the zrikas adam, therefore you're allowed to make the zrikas adam, Apa Pishain Bosset. If that's true, why did Rabbi Yossi have to say that the tzitz is not maratza on achila? Might not mean if it is or not. If you're telling me now you do not need the achilas that Rabbi Yossi holds, that you can have this zrikas adam, even though there's no achila, there's no basar, he holds like Rabbi Lezer, so why do you have to say the tzitz is not maratza? Why do I care if it is or it's not? So in the moral of the time, according to you, Rabbi Lezer, the Yom Ratzitz maratza, the Chorot Shvan Rabbi Lezer anyway, Rabbi Lezer said before the tzitz is maratzer on achila. You're allowed to eat the meat. The Chorot can ask the kasha there also. Kiven the Yom Adam, Afal Pishen Boser. Since Rabbi Lezer shit there is, you're allowed to make a Zerikas Adam, even though there's no Boser around. Abazoya tzitz maratzer on achila, Lamai Hilgasa. Why did he say the tzitz is maratzer on achila? Like, what do you have to eat it for? The Chorot, you don't have to eat it, you shouldn't be allowed to eat it. So since you're not allowed to eat it, it's tumah, and you don't have to eat it, according to Rabbi Lezer, the korban is kosher, even without the achila, because the yod's boss, the blade dam is kosher, so what's the loch of tzitz maratza? The chur you're not allowed to eat it anyway. Elamai, the teretz is, the tzitz too zay for certain things. Le mikva be pigol. The tzitz too zay is that now you could make a pigol. It's called the meat has a koyach of a heter teeth, and therefore pigol could be chal. O lafuke midei mila. So now, Kamina also, that once you made the zrikas adam, now the meat has no mila. If you eat this meat, you're over near the tumah. That's true. You're not supposed to eat bosa tumah. But I call upon him, you wouldn't get mila. Because I call upon him, the dam, the zrikas dam, helped for this bosa. That's called the zrikas dam, helps for the achilles. That means it makes this meat, ois, kochi Hashem, the mila goes off it. If you eat it now, there's no mila. So, Mela, there is an askamina. Even though you told me you don't have to eat the meat, and you're not allowed to eat the meat, but it's an askamina. If the tzitz is maratzer on it, zayin makes tigal on it, and no one did it, takes off the din mila. All right, stop here.
Rashi says le mikveyu betigul means the kaimelon we hold im yesh psulacha bekorbin shechishev boi machshev is pigul einu nikva bepigul this chayev koros alichilosei like we had before. If when you make your korbin, if you have other machshavas besides the machshavas of pigul, as again pigul is that b'shash you make the you do one of the dalal avodis either shchitam kabbalah hilachos rikam. You have in mind that one of the achilas, either the haktorah, the burning of the emurim, or else eating the meat, you're going to do chutzlis mani, the wrong time. Instead of doing it in 2 days, you'll do it in 3 days. If you have that machshava, the korban is possible. It causes din pigul, and if you eat the meat, it's a chiyuv koros. Now the din pigul is only if that is the only thing you had wrong. Any other machshava pasles, any other pasles, takes away the din pigul. See here that it's tamei, there's another psul involved. So once we said that tzitz is maratza, that tzitz makes it that there's no psul pigul, you're allowed to burn it, machmas din a pigul, therefore if you made pigul, a machshavas pigul, it would be chal pigul in the korban. It's not considered there's another psul here also that would take away pigul, rather we say that tzitz is maratza, and therefore it could be chal the din pigul on this meat. Alright, we'll stop here.